This momentous urban migration could be a good thing. Cities are often the most creative, wealthiest, and most energy-efficient places to live. City dwellers typically experience better sanitation, nutrition, gender equality, and access to healthcare than their rural counterparts. The world's growing megacities, though, are not generally the centers of enlightenment that we might hope. In Kinshasa, a city of more than 11 million in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, per capita yearly income is $250. Harvard economist Ed Glaser has asked how a megacity with such a poor population can be anything but a hell on earth. Making cities like Kinshasa livable, he argues, is the great challenge of our century.